This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Our next guest spent some time in Atlanta. I was telling him about, well, like I need to tell him you're wearing an Atlanta Falcons hat this morning, that you were a big fan. And it is our great honor to introduce you to Marquise Stewart, the P-12 Director of Teaching and Learning for DPS. You said you've been here about 7 months.
Been here 7 months, yes, sir.
All right, can pull that microphone up just a little bit closer there if you don't mind. How did you you said you're from Florida originally.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how did Florida to Central Illinois on a morning like today?
Man, it is.
I've been here my whole life, yeah. And I hate it. I can't imagine what Pensacola to this feels like.
Oh, my God. This is an adjustment. I got like four or five different jackets trying to find the right one that works.
There isn't one. That's the all right. Well, so you've been here about 7 months. Has there ever been a tougher year in education than right now?
This is a very different time. This is something that we had never planned for. And, you know, we're building the plan while we're flying. You know, and it's across the country. It's just not Jermaine here to Decatur.
I know people tend to think of it in very local ways, like we're the only one going through this. And in fact, students around the globe are going through this. I think the kids have had a tough time. I think in some ways they've been more resilient than the adults in pivoting. But everybody wants the kids in school. We all want that. But they want to keep them safe, want to keep the teachers safe. And it's tough right now. So you've got things then you still have to do in the middle of all this. And everybody's expecting the same results, which seems like insanity to me. But you have like state testing coming up.
Yes, believe it or not, we are 34 school days away from the state test.
Okay.
That begins in March.
And what's the importance of that?
It tells us, you know, gives us a gauge on where our kids are from an instructional standpoint and gives us opportunities to be able to address those issues and gaps and deficiencies that they may present. And so state testing is something that, you know, with COVID, it's still coming. And so we are now, next week, we're getting ready to begin preparing our kids. We're going to do test simulations.
Okay.
And so that gives them an opportunity to practice before we get to March, because we don't want to wait to March to put them in front of a test and they're confused.
Yeah. I think that in life you have to have standards.
Yes.
You have to have expectations.
Right.
I know that there are people who argue about teaching to the test and all of that. I feel like you got to have standards, but sometimes the bureaucracy of standards is, you know, our guy was K through eight at Johns Hill, you know, and if I just looked at the numbers, you know, they would be below that line of what you wanted with testing, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the overall numbers. But I know the 8-year experience he had there was wonderful. And he had a great learning environment and great teachers and great administration and culture. And the English as a second language school is like, I remember the second grade going, this looks like the United Nations. It's great that he's got all this experience.
Yes.
But if I just look at that state testing number, they're failing.
Mm-hmm.
How do you balance that in education?
Well, it's difficult. You know, the newspaper and, you know, media puts out, you know, this one thing about, you know, schools aren't doing well. But, you know, we have people that are doing really well. We have some great principals, great teachers that are working out, providing a whole child education. Now we're doing a lot with social emotional learning. And so, you know, while they're, you know, we have some areas of growth as it relates to, you know, testing, we're doing a pretty good job. I think, you know, the teachers, everyone roll up their sleeves and, you know, they come to show up every single day.
Yeah.
And so that's very important. So we're going to continue to push forward, and we're going to grow our kids, and we're going to be the best school district in the state of Florida.
Yeah, I think it's a balance, right? I mean, you have to have some standards and expectations.
Yes.
You can't let kids fall.
Right.
I mean, you know, you got to be there for them. I think it's not anywhere near as dire as most people think if you just read the headlines or you look at the state testing scores. Because like I said, a school like Johns Hill where there are hundreds of kids, you know, a couple of kids' tests can – I mean, it's a way smaller margin than I think people realize.
Right.
Yeah. So what do you do 34 days? What do you roll out? I mean, what are some of the things you said? Simulation tests, you know, getting kids used to it. What does that look like?
So our tests are online. So students are taking the test on computers. And so we have a couple of practice tests that we rolled out. We met with principals on yesterday to go over that with them. So we'll be starting again on February 26th. That will be our first simulation, and then we'll have another one on January 26th will be our first online assessment for practice, and then our next one will be on February 16th. It puts kids in a true testing environment because, you know, last year, you know, I wasn't here during testing in Decatur, but I know back in Georgia, we had very few students show up for testing. And so when they got there, you know, they had been out of school for quite some time, so it was a struggle. And so it's just important to us that we practice early, so that kids are prepared when that time comes in March.
All right. So, well, good luck. I know it's an incredibly tough time right now to be an educator for and the student is. in between. It's just there aren't any right. Well, there are right answers. I mean, everybody's trying to do the right thing. It's just there's so many equations.
Right.
It's just you know, every 99% of people are doing the right thing. You know, 1% can screw up the other 99% in a heartbeat. What about summer school? I know that, like I said, last 2 years have been the anomaly. You guys are already making plans. June only, if yes. I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So that's an exciting part. I know kids are excited to hear that. You know, you talk about summer school. We will not be taking your entire summer. We're looking at June 6th through the 30th, Monday through Thursday, only 4 hours per day, 8 to 12 every day. And we're now in the phase of planning that. We have some school construction. So we're planning out which buildings that we'll be using. Also, we're looking at staffing. So we're getting ready to post-teach within the next week and a half. And so we're getting ready to go early. So we're prepared by the time June gets here.
All right. So in your seventh time, but are you impressed with that doesn't mean everything, but I mean, District 61, I feel like there's some things, you know, with the Duane Andrews Ag Academy and the Leadership Institute and some of the, you know, the gifts through the foundation. There's some very progressive things going on in this district. It irritates me that it doesn't get more attention because it's not happening everywhere.
Yeah, I'm excited about DPS. I mean, you can follow us on Twitter and see the great things that are happening. I know I don't follow Facebook a lot, but I know on Twitter we're advertising the great things that are happening. You know, I think about what's going on in buildings. Like, we have some great teachers, we have some resilient kids, and we're highlighting those things because, again, it's easy to shine on the negative. But we got to tell our story better than anyone else, and that's what we're doing.
I hope so. It's the hardest thing for bureaucracy is to tell its own story because they spend most of their time reacting instead of being proactive. And I think there's plenty of stuff out there that we can certainly highlight. And it's not an exaggeration. I've had throughout my life so many people, you know, okay, K through 8 was okay, but you're sending your kid to Eisenhower? It's like, yeah, I'm sending my kid to Eisenhower. I went to Eisenhower, right? You've got our congressional candidate coming in. We went to Eisenhower. Yes, yeah. Eisenhower. Have you been in the school in 25 years? It's beautiful. Have you been to Johns Hill to see that new building in that park? It's unbelievable.
Yes.
You got 25% of your high school students in an ag academy that 4 years ago, most of these kids didn't, if you said ag, wouldn't even know what you were talking about or thought it was farming, right?
Right, absolutely.
And so our first graduate, by the way, I think it was a MacArthur kid, Nick, I'll give you your props, from that program is now at the ACES school at the University of Illinois, one of the top two ag schools in America, and Governor Pritzker put her on the Illinois State Fair Board, the youngest person ever appointed to that state fair board.
A DPS kid,
the first graduate of that ag academy.
Awesome. That is awesome.
So we got tons of stories to tell.
And DPS has talent.
Yes. And there's also, to me, a lot of new voices and faces, which I think is good. People bring ideas, and you've seen it at work in big places like Atlanta. I know around here, DPS, you know, compared to the other kind of county schools and you know, it seems gigantic. It's nothing like Atlanta.
No, not at all. I like the small field.
I like that somebody comes in and says 9,000 kids is small, right? I mean, because that's some experience. All right, so there's a new search underway. I know there's a couple of finalists, for a new superintendent. I hope we get that role filled quick. And that's nothing against Bobby. I like her a lot. It's just that you got to have somebody guiding things.
Absolutely. So hopefully we'll be hearing something very soon.
All right. Well, Marquise, it's a pleasure meeting you, and keep up the great work. I know you got a busy 34 days, and I know everybody's just waiting day by day to see if you're going to be in school or not. You just so much of that out of your control.
Yes, yes, yes. So thank you again for having me on the show this morning.
All right. Have a great day.
You too.
And the coat, go Carhartt. All right. We appreciate it.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.